the new sound effects for the last show were awesome.
Oh, yeah? What were they?
They were awesome. It was like it was like an 8-minute clip of the entire scene of Stay on Target from Star Wars, from the trench run through the Death Star.
Stay on Target.
Mixed in with you saying
mixed
it over.
Yeah, stay on mixed in with...
Like, you would say, stay on target, and the guy was like, you're too close.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Greetings once again, true believers, to the 29th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, StinkyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is the week of March 9th through the 16th of 2016, and it apparently somehow summer snuck in when I wasn't looking because, good lord, was it beautiful out today.
Yep.
I remember last week you were complaining about how cold it is, and today it was like 75 or 77.
Yeah, because last couple weeks it was like 20 degrees outside, and today it was 76.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane. Things going on this week for your Deadpool dailies. Today got you a Black Quicksilver, and then the rest of it gets awesome, because tomorrow is a Purple Scarlet Witch. Friday's Blue Vision, Saturday, yay, Blue Black Panther, Sunday, Red Magneto, Monday, Yellow Storm, Tuesday, Red Luke Cage, and next Wednesday is Rocket and Groot. Some good covers coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, more Scarlet Witch, more Black Panther, more Luke Cage. It's awesome.
I already have a Quicksilver and a Vision that I'm not going to be able to use because I'm just not dumping the ISO into them, but everybody else is awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'll be excited to have another Magneto chance sitting out there on the vine because, man, he always gets trumped for some reason, even though he's excellent.
Speaking of which, remind me later, I want to talk about a conundrum I am in as to who to champion next. But.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'll mix that all in the same segment because that'll be I'll tell you more about my conundrum.
Yeah. All right. The 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. You had Thing versus the Torch. As always for me, that was no bueno. I made some matches and then died to either a fireball or an inferno or what have you. Did anybody win that fight?
No.
Not a chance. I think your thing was better than mine, as it turns out. I think I got him up to like 130-something in level.
That's what she said.
But yeah, anytime he got a power off, it was just a matter of time until I got destroyed. Yeah. No good.
I had the exact same problem on, what was it, Tuesday? Is that yesterday? Yesterday. When he had Captain Falcon versus, was it Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I tried to deny red so I could charge up my red, and yet she still killed me before I ever got my red charged up.
So you had a red power, huh? What's that like?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't matter. I never got to use it.
I was lucky me. Just like the day before that match opened, I cracked open a legendary token, and what luck, I got a Falcon America. So now mine was at a devastating 0-3-0. So I went in there with 3 Mighty Blues, got destroyed immediately, and went on to play the rest of the Deadpool daily.
I gave
it a couple goes and just tried to deny red, and it just didn't work.
That sounds less painful than what I went through. I actually have him at 3-4-0, so I thought I had a chance, and I was wrong. Right. if I'd have had one red, maybe, but I threw up a whole bunch of shields and made them stronger, and then she fired off a red and destroyed them all, and then me. And
yeah, the problem is I have the red and the, I think it's the blue, right, that makes things better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the one that makes shields. So while I could never charge up the red, even if I did, it was going to do like 1 point of damage because there were no shields on the board for me to dive bomb with. So that was sad factory. Coming up on the 13th is Jean Grey, which I'm not looking forward to having much chance on that either.
Oh, really? No Jean Grey for you?
Oh, I have Jean Grey, but she's not very good.
Mine is also very limited.
Mine is in the, if we were bowling, I would say she's in the poop house. She is at level 111, and she is at 133.
Oh.
That's a possibility. Maybe.
Right. I mean, that's, yeah, that's respectable. I mean, that would be, you're right, that would be a sad three frames in a row.
it's the score 111.
Oh, okay.
Long story short, my mother, when we, back in the day, kids, when you actually had to keep bowling score on either paper or that weird yellow acetate stuff that would project overhead on an overhead projector, you had to manually keep track of your bowling score. There was no automated teller machine. And when you got to 111, my mother would always draw like a little hat on the 111 so that it looked like an outhouse.
And this is a common practice. This is not just a Craig's mom thing.
So
really?
I was telling you, back when we used to bowl in leagues, I mentioned this one day, and multiple other people went, oh, yeah, we always did that.
Wow. So, first of all, I definitely have learned bowling as a manual scorekeeper. However, that little anecdote really seemed foreign to me. I'm excited that it's not. You know, I'm glad that there were so many people on board, because as soon as you told me, I thought that totally fell into the realm of cool story, bro. But what do I know?
I'm open my 231 Jean Grey, who I have at level 131. I'm hoping to, I don't know who she fights. I have no idea who she fights or what my chances are, but I'm going to try it. And
yeah, I don't remember who that battle is. We'll see. Story events. The ISO 8 Brotherhood should be wrapping up for everyone shortly. 31, I think as we covered this last time, 31.5 gets you the red version, 80k for the command points. Top 10 are some Melonheads, and 11 through 200 are Black Panthers. That is going to be followed up by Thick as Thieves, which apparently I can't spell as I read this on the screen.
Thick as Thivies.
Thivies. 31,000 for a blue Black Panther, 54k to get you that CP. The top 100 people will get you the brand new Daisy.
Quake? Yeah.
And 101 to 200 is everyone's favorite character, Red Sentry. We are in between PvP seasons. PvP ended up. Then that was followed up by Women of Power, where 800 got you a blue Psylocke. 1K got your red Sheathor. 1,300 for the 25 command points. First place was a red X-23. And then 2 through 100 was a Hulk. And now we've got Earth's Mightiest is running. 800 for a red Hulk. 1,000 for a purple X-23. 1,300 for the command points. First place, yellow Venom. Or Rello, because apparently I really can't spell today. Or 2 to 100 are some blade covers. How did everyone do in season?
No recollection. Fine.
Yeah, that's the sad part is I didn't write it down, so I've totally forgotten where I finished.
Yep. Yeah, totally modest.
Yeah, exactly. I got my, what is it, you got 3 heroic tokens from the Alliance, and I got 3 heroic tokens from my placement, so I finished mediocre.
And, yep, I finished the same as Ray.
And all 6 of those were 2-star covers that I could use to help champion my characters. And I didn't get a single 3-star, but they were all useful. So I guess I can't complain.
yeah, can't complain there. All right, so what?
Oh, sorry, I was going to comment on some of those things. Because did any of you play any of the off-season events?
I have not.
Well, yeah, I played Women of Marvel.
Ooh.
And now I'm playing the
Earth's Mind. Wow. How's that going? I was going to play, but I was like, one, the season's over. So for like 3 sweet, sweet days, I am beholden to no one. And I can play as little or as much as I want. And I can play other games. Plus, I thought about it because I have Hulk championed. And I was like, all right, I could probably score, you know, some extra Hulk covers. Thinking that if I throw enough in Hulk's way, eventually I'm going to get a Rulk. Right. Nope. Cho. Yeah. I was like, never mind, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I would still like the ISO and the legendary and whatever, but man, I was so deflated when I saw that it was a Cho cover.
Yeah, I mean, I always want to play at least the 300 points to get the token.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense, but I just didn't. I was in the same boat as Ian. I looked at the PvP and went, meh.
And Earth's Mightiest 200 gets you a 2-star Thor cover, which can add to your champion.
Sure.
And, you know, 300 gets you an Earth's Mightiest token, you know, and that could be a boat. I mean,
Oh, this one has blade covers. I would take those over Hulk covers. I'll give it a try.
Okay. So I think as we kind of guessed last week, they did announce the new character. So let's do a dollop of Daisy.
Do, 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 do a dollop of Daisy. Do, 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 do a dollop.
Do a dollop.
Wow, that was totally unexpected.
unexpected. No. It's in your script.
Yeah, I just I wrote it down.
I didn't associate that with a song. I'm sorry.
Oh, I did. I was like,
I love commercial jingles. So
yeah, that's awesome. So poor Quake has been reduced to a heaping spoonful of sour cream.
Here's some sour cream. So Daisy Johnson, Quake, her powers are all listed out now. So 11 green will get you Earthquake. Starts out doing 361 as an AoE and shuffles the game board. At level 5, it's up to doing 2257 and shuffles the game board. And max level, it's 4401 to the enemy team and shuffles the game board. If you read the Piecing Together Marvel article on Marvel.com, her Shake the Board is to be the best of the Shake the Boards. It reshuffles the entire board.
Yeah.
Oh. Which nobody else's power is currently do.
Great.
Her yellow is a passive called Coordinated Tactics. She keeps her teams out of harm's way. She reduces damage from enemy powers that are AoEs by 415 at level 1. At level 5, that is up to 1743. So
wow.
That's pretty substantial.
That's outrageous.
Take that much off of, you know, an area effect. I mean, that's pretty much saving you, what, times 3, 34, what, 5,100 points of damage if your whole team gets blasted by an AoE?
Yeah, that's significant.
At max level, that goes all the way up to 3,394.
That's outrageous. That's awesome.
So that is a whole boatload of
defense.
Defense
like a ton of defense.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Her blue power.
I can't imagine getting whales dropped on me for one.
That's true. Or, you know, the Rage of the Panther, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
Blue is, for 7 blue, you get Resonance Frequency. Select a tile and destroy up to 3 random tiles of that color. Do not generate AP. Selected tile includes special tiles. So that's nice that you can, you know, pick up somebody's shield, attack, strike, whatever, blow that up and get other ones.
Right.
That goes up in number of tiles. At level 5, you're up to 8 random tiles of that color. So that's a fair amount of board shake.
Right, but it only increases the number of random tiles? That's how that goes up incrementally?
Yep.
Okay, so
it starts at 3, goes to 4, 5, 6, and then 8.
Oh, okay. So at a very quick glance, with that new information that I have.
553.
553? I mean, there's no way! Holy smokes. Yeah.
Based on first glance, 553 looks like the way my Daisy will end up. When I get that many Daisy covers.
Right.
Right. Although I hope to make a really big push for Thick as Thieves.
And that's actually what is said, what's his name, Josh Austin, I believe? That he actually says, 553, fully powered Earthquake and her passive. Like he says it in the interview.
Yeah, I saw in the article that he is now listed as the new producer of the game. So I'm going to try and get a hold of him. Maybe we can get him on the show to see how his first X many weeks have been treating him.
Yeah, and ask him what the next clue is about.
Speaking of the next clue, constant vigilance!
It does have an exclamation point.
The R96 clue is stay vigilant. So some people are thinking that they're going to continue with the Women of Marvel Month so that it should be another female character. It's just, who's vigilant? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really broad clue. I mean, how many superheroes do you know that remain vigilant? That's quite a list.
That's kind of their jam. That's what they do.
Yeah. What else going on in the R96 patch? You can versus season 25 will be coming, and you can go into battle with Quake, and then some patches. Tiles now update correctly after a hero is stunned. I'm not sure what that bug was.
Yeah, I noticed that bug earlier in the week. So when one of your characters gets stunned, the chain, you know how every character's icon are on their colors on the board, right? That doesn't update until the next time you make a move. So if somebody gets stunned.
Right. I have noticed that.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it until, I don't know, it was sometime over the weekend, I think. And it's really annoying, actually. So I'm glad that they're quickly repairing that. That's a.
All right. Passive effects no longer trigger right before a hero is downed after being airborne. Okay.
Oh.
That one I haven't noticed.
Yeah, because all those Green Goblin covers we have, Green Goblin no longer fortifies tiles that are already fortified. Okay. Miles no longer activates hide and seek when there aren't any purple on the board, and some bug was fixed that could prevent player progression in early parts of the game.
Oh.
So that's what's coming up in the R96 patch O stuff. So while we're here, all right, so Ian and I can talk about our conundrums.
Yes. Oh, so, right. Go ahead.
You want to go?
Okay. Sure. It was a brief one. Again, I had the correct amount of ISO, and someone was going to get championed, and I was like, all right. You know, I'm thinking the whole time, it's definitely going to be Magneto this time because I got a Magneto cover. And then by the time I got enough ISO to champion Magneto, I had 4 Doctor Doom covers.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, nuts. I'm champion Doctor Doom.
Yeah. You got to.
That's a hard choice, but because I like both of them. But yeah, that would be 4 covers. That's a significant level boost.
I mean, they were pushing hard for me to...
All right, where I'm at right now is I've got dying in the next 10 days, an Iron Man Model 40, and 2 Ragnaroks.
Yeah.
Now, as much as we hate on Ragnarok, I'm slowly starting to get swayed that he's not as bad as I think he is.
You can blame Stink Palm for that.
Yeah, I do blame Stink Palm for this, because I keep reading him telling me how great Ragnarok is, and I'm like,
No, but I would definitely go Iron Man. I love the new... fixed Iron Man.
See, I just don't...
His
battery power just... It just doesn't excite me that much.
No, his recharge is so good.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. First time's free.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So I've currently got about 97,000 ISO saved up. So Iron Man will be cheaper for me. I think I could probably champion him. Well, I could at least get him up to max level right now. Ragnarok would take... another probably 10,000 ISO more than that. But I don't know. I've been kind of leaning towards Ragnarok just to try him and see if I hate him as much as I think I do.
Yeah, get my world. But I was just saying personal preference. I'm also slowly getting worn down by Stink Palm.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe I was mistaken about Ragnarok, because whenever Ragnarok shows up, he does a bunch of damage to my team. And I'm like, why is that happening?
Yeah. I mean, I did like his suggestion of teaming Ragnarok up with Kamala Khan.
Yeah, because he charges so quickly.
So every time he's healing himself, he's also healing everybody else.
Right.
So I kind of like that plan, but I just don't know. I'll report back next week, because I should have something decided by next week. But that's where I'm at.
I have a feeling that everybody online is going to scream Iron Man.
They probably are, but man, I'm just much less enthused about him than everybody else seems to be.
Yeah. So I am not in a conundrum. I made my decision. I am selling all my 3-star covers, and I am boosting my 4-stars. I'm currently boosting up my...
Making the jump!
I'm trying. I'm not doing it as quickly and as succinctly as our fearless leader, Brian. But I'm currently boosting up my Deadpool, my 4-star Deadpool, because he and X-Force Wolverine together are devastating. The countdown for what? That always gets applied to the enemy's strongest power, and the surgical strike that then destroys the strongest color of the other team and instantly destroys all your countdown for what? That is an insta-kill for whoever you're fighting. It is an incredible combination. So I want to get them together and leveled up so that I can... Because right now I got him at like 130-something. So if I can get him up to like 200, that'd be a devastating combo.
Yeah.
No comments. Crickets.
Just crickets and tumbleweeds. That was awesome. That was so awesome. Craig and I are like, I don't know. That was a lot of words. We believe you. All right, what are you saying? Are you saying 2 really good maxed out 4-stars do a lot of damage? Probably.
unless they're Cho.
Right.
Cho. What a waste.
I'm going to go eat me this hot dog. I'm the Hulk, really. Yeah.
All right.
I like my hot dog cart with mustard. Anyway, Ray, what do we got in the old mailbag?
Quite a bit, actually. So I'm going to try and weed it down fairly significantly. So we had several comments, some from Leonard, some from Chloe, and Jayhawk Inc., about the Women of Power variant covers, which right now, if you go to the message of the day, that's it. If you go to the message of the day, you can go and vote on which of the variant covers you would like to keep. I encourage you to go do that, because some of the new variant covers are very cool, and I'd like to see them stay around.
Yeah. Keep all of them.
Yeah, just about. So a couple of things. Oh, also Mazerat commented on it. Don't want to forget about Mazerat. And he gave a very succinct answer that Marvel's Women History Month promotion, they did alternate covers for 25 titles, and D3 is just using all of the ones that are applicable to the current character set in the game. So that's right. Why Sue, like for example, Sue Richards isn't updated because they're not doing that comic anymore, and the other comics, there just wasn't an update for their covers. So all the 25 titles that did get an update, I think, were applied to Marvel Puzzle Quest. So there you go.
And they just added Electra.
There were 25.
I thought there were 10.
Right, in the game. There were 25 Marvel covers, but only 10 of them are actually in the game. Or 11, I guess, now, since they added
Electra.
Right, exactly. Right.
Did you fill out your survey for the ones you liked and didn't like?
I did.
Nope.
I did as well.
Get on that, Craig.
How did you pass that up? You just got to click once and it takes you. And it was a really easy survey. Like, it actually scrolled for you. I didn't even have to scroll. It was so easy. And it showed me all the covers if I hadn't seen them all. Boy, it turns out I don't like that She-Hulk cover at all.
Oh, really?
It made me. Oh, my God. I looked at it and I was like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not my cup of tea.
Hold on. How do you go back to that? You get set settings somewhere.
Yeah, you go into options and scroll
today's news
down, and yeah, there you go.
Yes. So, Ray, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're doing listener comments, and I'm taking the time to read some of the listener comments, do we post on Tumblr?
So, yeah, I was going to mention that.
What's that all about?
Chloe's comment was that Kevin Wada's art is a beauteous thing, which I have to agree with. I love those new covers. But she also did mention that she found us through going to Tumblr looking for the Valentine's Day event, and whoever was posting on Tumblr did a good tag of, good job of tagging our show. And I have to imagine that's Leonard, because it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't me either. But I was like, because it didn't clear it up, because I was like, I also love puns. I think the three of us are entirely fueled by puns and Saturday Night Live clips.
This is true.
But yeah, I was like, so good on whoever does things on Tumblr. And if it is Leonard, man, that guy is the best.
Yeah. I mean,
fair and even handed co-leader,
promotional
social
genius.
Media guru, promotional genius, professional wrestler extraordinaire, elite podcaster.
So there you go.
Yeah. If I knew what Tumblr was or how to use it, I would check it out.
On with the next comments. There's a whole bunch of, since the last episode was about Dokken as a featured character, we had a whole bunch of comments about Dokken from BBF2, from Leonard, from Stink Palm, from Bri the Fry Guy, One Eyed Jack 73, as well as Area Code 212. Basically, everybody is very mediocre on Dokken, and they use him for, you know, their startup teams, like taking out the really easy fights at the beginning of an event, that sort of thing. But nobody is, I think I'm just going to sum this up as nobody's really in love with him. But the one thing that we didn't mention that, oh, it was BBF2. One drawback to Dokken is you constantly can't use him because the 2-star version is always in PvE events, right? He's always a character that you can't use. So that pulls the 3-star Dokken out as well. So you can't use him. And, yeah, I thought that was very accurate and probably a lot of the reason people don't really care for him too much.
Right. That's fair. I did just finish reading Stink Palm's diatribe of his insatiable lust for Ragnarok.
Oh, why Ragnarok's better than the Dream Warrior?
It was legit.
That is actually the next thing I was getting at was both Stink Palm and Area Code 212, they get into a X-Force Wolverine conversation, and they had comments about Ragnarok as well. And yeah, man, Stink Palm is apparently a big fan of Ragnarok. And so I have him recruited now. I'm just starting to get covers for him. But I'm going to have to give him another chance. I just remember getting him at first and going, man, I hate this guy because he hurts everybody on the team with the godlike power.
And when we first started to get him, I mean, they've changed his powers, what, 3 times?
Have they?
Since he first came out? Yeah. Remember
Who's
way
that?
Back when he used to destroy the 2 middle columns? His red power?
Oh, they've only changed him once. He used to have only 2 powers. And then they changed all his powers and gave him a 3rd.
Okay.
Yep, godlike power used to just destroy the 2 center columns.
I liked it better
then. And then the other thing, I think, was Thunderclap. But I don't know if it worked. I don't remember. I know he had only two powers, and they both worked slightly differently. They added his Lightning Rod ability and tweaked Godlike Power and Thunderclap.
Yeah, I like the old Godlike Power that destroyed his two middle columns. I thought that was nicer.
Onward.
Yes.
Errico212 also did post, I found this amusing, he actually came across a character, or a player, named Stinkfist. There is an actual person named Stinkfist who has a fairly impressive, I'll post his roster. He has a fairly impressive roster. But in any case, I just thought I'd mention that. I'm not, if you're listening, I'm not referring to you when I say it. Maybe now I am, but in any case. We also had some comments about the new character, Quake. Daisy, hiding from Muggles, didn't really like the idea of her passive. And there was some discussion about that between him and Michael Corvin on Reddit. Mentions that on the TV show, her power seems to be able to control resonance, and maybe that's what they're going for with the protect power. I'm not really sure. I'm you know, just watching the first episode here of the...
According to the Marvel article, they really, her power, that she's mainly based on more of the comics version of Daisy than the TV show version of Daisy.
Which I'm not familiar with, so I can't really comment too much. But there was also discussion about whether or not she really deserves to be a 4-star, and yeah, I can't really comment about that. I think her powers are pretty strong, so...
Right, and who's to say who, you know, who deserves what? You know, does Vision deserve to be such a terrible 3-star character? No, he's amazing, but, you know, sometimes things just don't shuffle out quite right.
Right, right. Good point. Next thing, we had a couple people talking about Iron Man 40, so this is relevant to your conundrum there, Craig.
No.
Nigel Regal says, you should all champion Iron Man now. He's an amazing support character. He says, anyone who has a strong green, red, and blue powers like Beast, Kamala Khan, Cap, he uses them almost exclusively in all PvP events. And as a follow-up, OneEyeJack73 said, this guy knows what's up. So, there you go. I already told you.
Very succinct and to the point.
Right. And the internets are going to tell you Iron Man is the way to go.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm leaning towards this Ragnarok. Leaning that way.
Only a couple things left. OneEyeJack73 said that, and I love this, he said he had his first brush with MPQ Celebrity today. This was three days ago. He ran into, during a PvP, a player named Wooly One.
No way!
Yeah, and he says, and this is the part I love, thanks for the 41 points. And even sweeter, thank you for the 12 points in retaliation. So, apparently he attacked you, and then you attacked him back and lost.
Apparently.
That made my day.
That's really funny. Because that brings up something I don't think is really important, but I'll talk about it now because it's relevant. I never retaliate.
Oh, really?
It always starts a slippery slope, because then they fight me and I fight them and they fight. I just want to be left alone. I just want to get my 300 points, shield, and be done.
See, I don't know. I just click things. I don't really pay attention. To be honest with you people, I don't ever look at the names of who I'm attacking or who attacks me. So I don't know.
See,
who I'm fighting.
I do. I don't pay any it's usually attention to a that. Blur, though.
Interesting. I do. I attack back if it makes sense. Like, I look at who attacked me and who they used, and if it's a fight that I want to fight, then sure. Otherwise, it's a free skip. So, it just depends.
Sure.
But, and speaking of this, I ran into someone who I didn't want to fight back. I pulled it up to retaliate, and it said that this person had a level 345 Old Man Logan. And I said, holy crap, I don't want to... Oh, crap, it's Brian.
Was it really?
It was. I don't know how I'm getting...
Angry Salad on the loose.
I don't know how I'm getting put
slice?
In... How am I in his slice? His roster kills mine. I don't understand. And literally, I did not do well in that slice. It was just slaughter after slaughter. It was bad. But I did not attack Brian, because that was just... I mean, 345 Old Man Logan, I can't compete with that. So, but yeah, I posted it to our Facebook page because I found it amusing. And the very last thing...
I'll have to start being more mindful of who I fight.
Last thing, Scrognog Gutentag.
Scrognog Gutentag. I can't resist it every time I hear it.
He suggests that a great Patreon incentive would be to instate a permanent nickname of your choice, like Neener Neener or Click Click Boom. Oh, sorry, Click Click Boom or...
Boom. That was awesome!
Or maybe a character name like Captain Corks to be used on the program. That's a good idea. We'll probably look into incorporating
that. Yeah, we're down. Yeah, like I said, I suppose if you wanted that as your reward, as opposed to having a section of the show, you know, brought to you by Skrognog Guten Tag, you could instead be, you know, insert random funny name power here, brought to you by Skrognog Guten Tag.
Anyway, that's a summary. That's all I have for listener comments. If I missed anyone, it was just because there was just too much, man.
Well, while you're talking about the Patreon,
yes,
we had some people sign up.
Patron?
Yeah.
Well, it's becoming a patron. The webpage is patreon.com.
Oh, okay. I thought Craig had just gone a little crazy. I was like, I think he is drunk this episode, everybody. I'm really sorry.
Man, I didn't even get to go to the
He can't speak.
I didn't even get to go have whiskey for lunch today. Man.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't have booze with lunch?
So we now have two patrons supporting the podcast. Woohoo!
No.
Woohoo! Thank you much.
Yes, we have two people who have chosen the $1 option. One of them chose to be anonymous. They chose no reward, but we want to mention it and say, hey, thank you anyway. You know who you are. And another one, Jeff. That's his username. Jeff. That's all I got. But, Jeff, you are appreciated in your helping to support this podcast.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Ray, insert explosions and fireworks here.
Jeff, his name is beautiful in its simplicity. We've got Stink Palm, Skrognog, Guten Tag, and Jeff.
Jeff. Guten Tag's good morning, right?
Yes.
Or good day? Good day, right? Yeah, Guten Morning would be good morning. Yeah, Guten Tag should be good day. I don't know what a Skrognog is.
Don't Urban Dictionary it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Christmas.
Well, I don't know. Maybe apparently if I have a Skrognog, I'll have a good day. I don't know.
What's happening to the show?
I don't know. Ian, tell me about the character of the week. Week, 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 week.
Feature character of the week. Week, 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 week.
This week's featured character is Patch, Wolverine's 3-star variant, with a nice formal tuxedo and an eye patch for his elaborate disguise. He is a green, red, yellow character. His green power, Berserker Rage, it has an AP cost of 9 green. It deals 548 damage and creates 2 strike tiles for each team. Each
and it is
team.
It is the reason to have this character. That green power is amazing.
Ray is confused, but I understand where he's going with that. Assuming you're going to be the one person who doesn't pair him with Loki, green power is not amazing. Otherwise, power...
Daredevil also works.
Sure. It goes up. The next level it goes up is the base damage that it does increases to 658. And then we start building strike tiles 3, 4, and then 6 at the final level. So at max level, we are looking at, right around 2,000 damage and 6 strike tiles of 174 damage each. So his red power, the best there is, costs you 14 red AP, and Wolverine deals 36 damage for each tile on the board that bears his icon.
That's because he's the best. Around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
He's the best. Around.
Nice. That's a good jam. And this goes up. Let's see. At level 2, he creates a red strike tile for each team. 55 damage for you guys. 27 damage for them. And then he creates 2 strike tiles. Same situation. Oh, and then the damage per icon goes up to 50. And then damage per icon goes up to 79. So, at level maximum, you're looking at 253 damage per tile that bears his icon, plus 2 strike tiles for 174 each, and 87 for the enemy team.
Yeah, that is also a ton of damage. It can be.
Yep. There's a little side note that said, in the event that every tile on the board is his icon, it does 16,192 damage.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Math.
And lastly but not leastly, he's still Wolverine, so yellow is his passive power. It's called Healing Factor. And every time there are 12 or more yellow tiles on the board, he heals himself for 137 damage. And then it requires 11 tiles. And then it requires 10 tiles. Oh, and then if he recovers 34 health if there are fewer than 10 tiles. And then at the maximum level, he always recovers 137 health. Mm-hmm. So at max level, he is restoring 435 health per turn. So good on that. So assuming that you are not pairing him with someone who can switch, claim, or destroy enemy tiles, strike tiles, or attack tiles, or anything of that nature. I think strike is what he creates.
Yes.
I would say he is an easy 355. However, if you are going the low-key Daredevil route, man, switching those tiles up with trickery is just brutal. Absolutely brutal. You're putting out 6 tiles for the green, 2 more tiles for the red, and assuming you haven't killed them by then, you know, you're turning those 8 enemy tiles into 8 protect tiles, and it's unfair.
It's a game winner. Absolutely.
It really is. It really is. So I say thumbs up to Patch. He's probably inside or just outside my top 10 3-star characters. He's good, but he's not great.
Interesting.
I would say
I have
very
mine at,
good.
At 445 at the moment.
Sure, absolutely.
Kind of a balance of the powers, but max on the healing.
So, yeah, I would definitely, he's championed in my world. I use him on the semi-regs, but there's still a good number of characters that I think outrank him in the world of 3-stars.
Yeah, you just have to be careful with him. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. You either have to get Daredevil's Purple charged at the same time, or Loki's Black.
Right.
Otherwise, it's dangerous. Everybody's doing so much damage.
Absolutely.
But his healing is, I mean, I think it's one of the best healings in the game. Just a constant 435 every round.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, it's no Rocket and Groot, but nothing is.
I'm glad you brought that up. Again, as I'm slowly building them and making effort to play with them, I am not drinking the Rocket and Groot Kool-Aid that you've been serving. They're okay.
Oh, it's all about blue and yellow.
They're okay.
Their blue power is awesome.
Nah, it's not that good. What is that? That's
I've got a plan. It's fantastic.
What's that? Another one? Slap some strike tiles down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I like using him to tank and using like Red Hulk and maybe Thor together. So Rocket and Groot's tanking. If he gets low, hopefully you can get that yellow match off and regen before. Yeah. Before he's dead, and meanwhile you just build the green for Red Hawk. Now, granted, my Red Hawk is, you know, but you can do the same thing with Hulk or with Black Widow, Gray Suit. I don't know. He's a good utility character, but Patch. I don't know. I think that regen is it's just constant. You don't have to do anything about it. Like you can take him in with just a if he's really hurt from the previous fight, who cares? By the time any powers get charged by the enemy team, you're fully healed.
Yeah, I understand, but man, that, you know, like 10,000 of healing all at once is really super satisfying with Rocket and Groot.
It is satisfying, I'll give you that.
All right, well, yeah, I don't know. As we know, I don't use any characters, so I don't ever use Patch. He's there.
Right, but I think he is excellent. I highly recommend him. Like I said, not through the roof, but I've used him, again, when someone pointed out pairing him with Loki. It's so good. So very good. So thanks for whoever said that. It was probably Angry Salad.
Seems likely.
So do we have room for... Is this where we make room for new segments or unused conversation?
If you like, go ahead.
So I would never normally do this, but I've got two little bits that I've been meaning to bring up. One was I wanted to offer a little bit, just the tiniest bit, of empathy to some of the whiny little crybabies out there who were upset with the new Deadpool Daily. Oh. I was playing one day, and I went on to play the Big Enchilada with my usual team of Blade and Black Panther and Falcon and got smoked. Like, before the end of the first fight, I had lost two of those three guys. And
ouch.
I withdrew from the battle in a fit of absolute rage and, you know, made a different team that did not include any of them and proceeded to smoke the enchilada. Huh. And I just wanted to say that, you know, so for a second I felt a bit of empathy, but what I didn't do was go onto the internet and blog about how I was outraged of how unbeatable this was and I hate the new system. I was like, but boy, I was upset. So before you get on there and cry to the developers, take a deep breath and try again. Secondly, what I have never done before, which I try not to do, is accuse the game's AI of shenanigans.
Oh,
but
that's hard to not do.
I don't think it has an agenda. But let me tell you what has happened to me on three separate occasions, because as we've discussed, a team that I enjoy is 2-star Hawkeye, 3-star Thor, and 3-star Graysuit Black Widow. In three separate times, and it's always, you know, I make that match, and the very next turn, I'll either be able to do Call the Storm or Sniper Rifle. I usually pick Sniper Rifle because at max, it does quite a bit. Anyway, long story longer. Three separate times, let me tell you. So I'm like, all right, got that green next turn. You know, I'm just going to pretty much change the tide to completely me and end this battle. You'll never guess what team of power they happen to have.
Oh, Gamma Siphon.
Gamma Siphon, what luck every time. Gamma Siphon, what a strange coincidence. Third time, Gamma Siphon. Oh, my God. If that is not some fraudulent programming nonsense, I don't know what is. Like, that is shady. The shadiest of shady. I'm used to getting hosed, like, 1 second before I win. And not hosed, but, like, there'll be times when I'm just, you know, it's an easy fight and I'm dominating. And I have enough AP and I'm clearly going to win on my very next turn. So just before, I'm like, either that one, it's bad math. Like, I'll do something to them, and I'll be like, yeah, I should finish it up by hitting this power. Oh, they have 2 hit points left. They drain all their AP doing all their possible moves to me so that I'm at least, you know, too hurt to go into the next fight without using health packs. But I'm like, oh, that Gamma Siphon. Whew. I needed a timeout after that.
I was telling Ray that during that Thing versus Torch event, you know, match?
Yes.
I lost one time on turn one.
Oh.
The computer made a match, the whole board cascaded red tiles, and he immediately fireballed me to death. I'm like, I didn't even get to do anything. Like, what is that?
Yeah, again, and unless there's somewhere to check, or unless it's that one where they show you, like, this is what you'll get at the end. I don't know. I want to know before I go into the fight who they have as team-up tiles, because, boy, I just don't buy it most of the time.
It does display it. It does show you.
It does show you.
But I never pay attention to it.
Yeah,
I'm always surprised and usually angry.
Yeah.
I always just click past it, too, and then it happens, and I'm like, son of a...
I'm like, of course you had that one. Of course you did.
Yep.
Oh, shady.
And, of course, they waited until you were completely full of green and ready to go.
Whereas other times they'll fire off, you know, powers for that do them no good. Like,
right.
The amount of times that Ragnarok heals himself when he's at full health, you know, like, happens constantly.
Right. All right, that's all I got for that segment. Sorry, I needed to get off. Yeah, a little bit.
Good.
So, go ahead.
So, I saw this, and I want to mention that we were talking about Patch. There is a new player on our wife's alliance named Tapanda.
Okay.
Who just joined.
Is she the, she was from what? Boy Meets World, right?
Close.
No, I think this is actually supposed to be the panda, but they, you know, did the internet thing. Of
oh, not like not like TNA panda. That's what I thought. I was not thinking.
Is that Kung Fu Panda 4?
Yeah, I think
TNA
so.
TNA panda.
I was not thinking Topanga, but.
Oh, I was thinking Topanga.
Yeah, you were. I know.
So I'm looking at their roster because they're just, you know, brand new person on the alliance after they kick someone who wasn't playing. This is the strangest roster I've ever seen. So the person has 16 characters. Okay, so they're, you know, just starting out. It's okay. They've got several. They've got, like, one's level 74 star. They've got four champion two stars that are in like low hundreds. This all makes sense. Except their main character, their highest level character, is a championed patch.
What?
The second, at level 167, the second character is like a level 133 star. And they've only got 16 characters. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah. How did they get all those patch covers?
Yeah, exactly. That's what, 14, 15 patch covers? And yet, no, like, they don't have anybody else. This is a strange, strange
that's awesome.
Roster.
I thought our newest team member had an odd roster, but this one kind of blows that out of the water for bizarreness.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, it's like they probably had more characters, got enough patch covers, and sold them all off for the ISO.
maybe. But, so if Tapanda is a listener to this podcast, feel free to, tell us how this exactly happened.
Tell us more how you've achieved this.
Congrats on that patch. I'm sure he's pretty powerful for you, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that's wacky. I approve. Yeah. That is a very unbalanced progression.
Yeah, crazy. Rewards of the weeks. I got some good stuff this week. I got two Iceman covers and a Ghost Rider cover, so I was pretty stoked.
Interesting. I also got the double cover. Like we mentioned, I got the Falcon America, so that I have three blue and nothing else. But I did get, before I got that, I cracked open two legendary tokens and got two back-to-back green Rolks.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was excited about that.
Yeah, he
like,
is
legitimately
so
excited. But other than that, I got some tons of crushing disappointment. Has turned me into almost a new opening style. I saved up, I think I got a little eager, more so, but I just wanted to open some. I had 40 taco tokens to open up.
Okay.
Nothing. Yeah. I got nothing. I got, you know, I got some two stars that I got to add to their champion levels. I got like one or two, three stars, but I got so, I think I have 80 health packs.
Oh.
Like, why do I have 80 health packs? That's terrible. I was so sad every time I opened up. So now I've moved over to the Craig side. Other than the basic covers, if I get a cover, I open it that second. I just don't wait anymore. I can't. I spent a whole bunch of taco cycles stockpiling 40 tokens, and I got squidoosh. Last time I got like every good 4-star reward there was.
Right.
I didn't get any hero points. I got nothing. I was devastated.
Sad.
Yeah.
So mine has been good and bad. I've been turning in taco tokens. I haven't been getting anything from my taco tokens, like nothing of note. However, the ISO 8 Brotherhood has been serving me fairly well. So like 50% well and 50% off. So in the first like page and a half of that vault, I got a Kamala Khan cover and I just had her champion, so that's awesome. I did get an Iron Man 40, which I'm not championing. So, not as awesome.
Right.
But I got two of the 4 stars on the front page. So I was...
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I turned in 2 tokens and got 2 of the 4 stars. 2 of the 3
wow.
4 stars. Amazing, right? Except one of
who
them...
Who was that? Was it Miles?
No. One of them, who's awesome, is the... It was a red Deadpool. 4-star Deadpool.
Yeah.
So that was incredible. Because like I said, I'm trying to get him up. The second one was Melonhead himself, Professor X.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, it was a purple, and I already have 5 purple.
Wow.
Oh, that's
so sad. But... I have him at 152, so I have no chance of using it. So I saw it, I was so happy, and then immediately the happiness was dashed away from me with the fact that I had to sell it. But in any case, I got the Deadpool, so I'm happy with that. And, you know, I can't complain, I got a 4-star, but...
Yeah,
needing to sell it is—it just makes you sad.
It's hard. Yeah,
but anyway, that Deadpool, I'm using him more and more. I'm telling you.
Yeah, out of bullets is nice. Good stuff. All right, I think that's what we got for this week, right?
I think that sounds like enough.
All right, tell me about the podcast network then.
The podcast network, the soon-to-be-named podcast network, filled with tons of great shows, just like the one you're listening to now. We've got the Long Box Heroes, which is a comic book centric podcast, and Long Box Heroes After Dark, where Leonard and Todd talk about things that they did not discuss during their Long Box Heroes. We've got the...
Like Cinnabon.
Similar to Cinnabon. And other Cinnabon-related news. You know, Better Call Saul, things like that. Let's see, we've got
If you don't watch Better Call Saul, you may not get that, but...
Right. I can imagine they wouldn't get it at all if they watched Better Call Saul. That was kind of the point of the reference, but what do I know? Prodigal Sons, another fine podcast starring yours truly. We really run the gambit in that show, but we curse a lot to make up for any gaps in entertainment. We've got the Fresher and Parlance show, which is a live YouTube broadcast, so you can check them out there. And we've got Podvocacy with Jason and Dave, where they talk about their pop culture interests. We've got the soon-to-be-named network. Oh, that's a... Isn't that on Tumblr?
Yes.
Yes, it must be Leonard F. Chikarasin. I knew it! Man, that guy's the best. Remind me to send him a thank you note. And we have some top secret shows, and we have some off-network shows. So if you would like to learn more about Star Trek, I don't know if it's up yet, but look for The Prime Directive. And if you would like to learn more about atheism and secular news, check out Profane Argument or Mince Plural.
Both work.
Okay. The Profane Argument or Arguments will take you to the same place where you can enjoy that podcast. Also starring me. I can't be stopped. And it stars Ray. So, yep, check us out. Soon to be named network and other fringe programming.
All right, that's all for this week. As always, thank everybody for joining us here on the show. As always, check us out for updates on PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and so on and so forth. Apparently, you can follow us on Facebook, I found out.
Yes, you can. I've mentioned it several times that we have some people commenting on Facebook. Apparently, you just never, ever listen.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can comment via the Discuss feature on our webpage. Or you can make some comments on our posts on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest, on the reddit.com. We always want to hear from you, things you like, things you don't like. If you just want us to tell us to go pound sand, that's also cool. Whatever. give us some updates. Let us know what's going on. As always, if you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner from our homepage. You buy something there. It costs you nothing. We get some pennies. Or if you want to throw us a lot of pennies, like 100 of them or so, or more all at once, you could become a patron. And Jeff. Just like Jeff.
Like
an
Jeff.
Anonymous
Woo!
Guy.
Jeff.
Thank you, anonymous guy. And then apparently, maybe we'll get you a weird mystery reward where you can rename a character or ability to your liking, like Corks or Melonhead or...
Yep, or one of the other ones that are listed, or we'll just say Jeff over and over again. Jeff.
The only Jeff I can only think of on the top of my head, which is really weird, is Jeff Spicoli. No?
What? I don't think it's him.
You know, Mr. Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Mr. Spicoli!
I was going to say, probably not Sean Penn from Fast Times, but if it is, that's the best patron dollar we've ever gotten.
I mean, who else has the cojones to order pizza delivered to class?
Right, I was going to say, the same person who has the cojones to have a top secret interview with El Chapo.
Where'd you find him? I don't know. I don't know where he is. You don't know where he is? You just talked to him. I don't know. In any case, I think that's all we got for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, AI is a wondrous thing to behold. Good night.
Goodbye, friends. Craig single-handedly bringing back Go Pound Some Sand. That's the worst burn in the history of burns. I love it. I'm way into that.
I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm going to start telling people to go pound sand all the time. Or at least sometimes. Especially those prodigal son jerks. They can all go pound sand. 'Followed this vote on our webpage to vote for an online game. I don't think Marvel Puzzle Quest is going to win.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, everything is close. Like, it's got like 41 votes because I just added one. Everything else has like 35, 43, 40. And then something called Marvel Heroes 2015 has like 313 votes. And I was like, why aren't I playing that game?
313 votes. Yeah. You can sway it. Let's announce it. We'll get everybody to...
That'd be amazing.
We got 400 people who listen to this podcast.
That'd be willing to vote.